And here we go. Here we go. Awesome prayer again, Elder, connected to what God is saying. It's wonderful. Part six, we start off. It starts off when your faith is bi-directional, you're in harvest time. And the messages prior to this began to teach us on bi-directional faith. Faith that isn't just looking for success, but faith that is looking for salvation and success is the authentic place of faith. The Bible says in the book of 1 Peter 1:9, receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls or of your souls. So that when faith starts to probe for salvation, which it should have been doing from the beginning, you're coming out of your faith and you're coming into the faith of Christ. The end of yourself is taking place. And what God revealed to us through Elder Allison was that our faith would become bi-directional. And I thought that was so apropos, that word was so apropos to hear, that it goes in both directions. The faith now, authentic faith really goes, it's reaching for salvation first, that it's reaching for those areas that you're falling short in. And your faith now, the faith of Christ in you, is now reaching for real deliverance through his temperament, through his character. You're looking to make an exchange. You're looking for this place of real power to really come out. And then because of that, faith would then now position you for success. That faith that is reaching for salvation will position you for success and wealth. And it's real. It is so real. It's so on point with the word. It lines up perfectly. And so we're going to talk about that tonight. When your faith is bi-directional, you're in harvest time. And I'm excited to share this because this really, I'm telling you, he puts his foot on it right now. The note here is a new note. It's part five revealed the rhema of bi-directional faith. We learned that faith was not just for success, but it's actually for salvation first and success second, or should I say simultaneous. In part six, we will see that our faith, our bi-directional faith, is actually the position of harvest time. And true harvesting leads us to the post of his doors. That's how this begins. God begins to reveal to us, the Lord begins to reveal to us that bi-directional faith has now positioned us in Kairos, harvest time. It's positioned us in set time, due season. But prior to reaching out and being able to grab harvest, God then, right after this, right after these two next messages, God then begins to reveal strongly the revelation of the post. And I understand why, because he was securing us in the life of living by faith and the life of success, the life of salvation. And so God then begins to reveal how to really bring it in. And how to bring it in, it takes that time with him at the post of his doors. It takes the time with him. Then he goes from there and leaps out to Alpha and Omega fellowship with the Father and the Son, which now would secure us there and bring absolute harvest. So these messages are so well sequenced and well devised of the Spirit of God, well devised of God. They're perfect. The layout, the more I look at this series that we've been in for the last, 6 months or more. But as I look over the layout, it's so perfect. The order of the messages is so dynamic. Amen. If you can just say, okay, I got it. There we go. You can hear me. Amen. So here we go. I pick up here. Tonight we're dealing with this subject. When your faith is bi-directional, you're in harvest time. And it is the introduction of the post. All right. So 1 Peter 1:3-5, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And this is where we're headed, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, which I love, reserved in heaven for you. Take that personal. Who are kept, comma, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. You're following my notes. You see the word time is bolded out. The inheritance is waiting for those that are kept by the power of God. We heard this last night. Through faith, that is looking for, that is unto salvation. When faith is activated to look for salvation, as well as success, we're in line for harvest time. It says here, who are kept, and it's being, the salvation is ready to be revealed in the last time. All right, keep that in mind. All right, so now you're in line. When faith now is moving from just looking for what they've taught us in the mundane way of living by faith, and basically I was trained, I don't know about you, I was trained to just really look for success. My faith wasn't really looking for real deliverance. I mean, I would pray about deliverance because of the knowledge that I have, knowing that basically I don't think I can make it. I didn't know that I could make it and still live in the life of sin. But my faith, that would be my prayer life. I wouldn't couple my prayer life and faith for some strange reason. But my faith wouldn't really push for salvation. I wouldn't be going in faith or trying to reach the temperament of Christ to really control my actions. It's strange. For some reason, I just was dealt with in teaching, have faith that God can prosper you, that God can give you success, you can get a better job, all these things. Also have faith for healing. Those things, those prosperity and healing, is where my faith was really directed. Didn't really, again, point it in the place of salvation. But that's why I and most of us were not in position for real harvest, for real success. Our faith was unidirectional. It was only looking in one direction. But God through Christ came and gave us a revelation on coming into bidirectional faith, which means coming to faith that is looking for the end of my faith, which is really producing the salvation of my soul. Amen.
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 All right, so here we go. So Mark 4 confirms this, that when I'm in a bidirectional place, I'm now in a place that I'm in a place where I can harvest. I can supernaturally harvest. And it says here in Mark 4, verse 20, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some in 100. Now the word good means here, one of Cap's definitions he brought to the table, affecting the mind agreeably. All right, so it's affecting, when the word is affecting my mind agreeably, I'm now in the place where I can produce some 30, some 60, some 100. My mind is being affected agreeably by the word. See, the word wants to point, the word is a discerner of my thoughts and intentions. And when the word begins to reveal my thoughts or the intentions I have, and it's really, really revealing the areas of where I need salvation, and it's affecting my mind agreeably, I now am in position to be, I'm now called good ground. I'm a place where my life becomes a place where harvest can set in, because my mind is being affected and I'm standing in a level of agreement with what the word is really discerning about me. I'm not just agreeing with the power that the word has to cause me to succeed and cause me to come into wealth. I'm not just there, but my mind is being affected in agreement with the word. And those things, what the word is discerning about me, if you understand what Hebrews teaches, it's a discerner of the thoughts and intentions of my heart. It's got me pegged. It knows what I'm doing. It knows what I want to do. It knows whether it's right or wrong. It's got me. And when I come here, and now the word is opening me up, because now I'm opened up to the fact that it's supposed to produce salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm good ground.
Amen.
Such as hear the word, look at there, I hear the word and receive it. Hey, glory be to God.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so amazing how we, before we learned about bi-directional faith, it's amazing how we really only receive the word most times in real, real sincere places. And when it deals with how we can succeed and do better.
Okay.
But my God, how he's opened me up here to wanting salvation. And now I'm in position, my goodness, to step into harvest time, the real place of harvest. Yeah. So when the mind comes into agreement with the word or the spirit of promise, which is discerning us, you've entered into harvest time. Bidirectional faith is the place of harvest. In fact, it says that the inheritance that is reserved in heaven for us is to be revealed in the last time for those that are kept through faith, that's unto salvation. The word time there really denotes, I told you, I bolded it out. There it is. I bolded out time. There it is right there. And so the word time there really is pointing to, it means kairos. All right. Kairos means due season or set time. So now if my faith is pointing to salvation, it's revealing, it's also now unlocking my inheritance.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's unlocking my inheritance. My inheritance now is being unlocked. Now the life that I really want to live on the earth, I want to live a life of success. I want to live a life that's easy. I want to live a life that I'm full of the anointing. I mean, I want the whole thing. But now I'm really in position for it because now my faith is pointing to salvation. So now the inheritance is unlocked here.
Amen.
My inheritance, a prophetess calls it our heavenly bank account, is unlocked here, truly. So now I step into due season. I step into kairos. So that's in 1 Peter 1 and 5. You see, when your faith becomes bidirectional, you step into what we know, old store, TGM. This is old store. This is old Rhema. We know it as the even as process. All right. Now my faith is moving and looking for salvation. It's looking to put on the temperament of Christ. And now I'm in the even as process. And let me show you what the even as process is. This is added to what we've learned. This wasn't in the first original message. It says in 3 John 1 and 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." See, prosperity and health are tied to the soul prosperity. Soul prosperity is speaking of salvation. Yes, it is. And so now my prosperity and my health are tied to it. In fact, 3 John points out, even as my soul is prospering, I should be prospering. That means wealth. And I should be being in better health or great health. Even as. The word even as means as soon as. You want to break through? Here's how. Look for the soul prosperity. Look for salvation in areas you know you're not living right in. Let your faith, let the faith of Christ come on you. The temperament of Christ, which we learned is off the place of authentic faith, where his temperament comes on me. So it can now control my sensual appetites. It can control the areas where I fall short and I fall into sin. Now, when that begins to happen, as soon as that happens, prosperity should be happening. Health should be happening. Good God Almighty.
Amen.
It means as, means as soon as, it means just as, or it means when. When your soul prospers. Oh man. Prosperity is supposed to be right alongside of it. And I'm telling you right now, because of this, this leveled me out in so many ways, this series. I'm telling you right now, my experiences are doing just this. My experiences with him are doing this.
Amen.
Prosperity is aligning itself. The second half of this year is going to be one of the greatest years of prosperity that I've ever known. And I say that, I'm telling you what I know. I'm not telling you by faith and wishing and hoping. I'm telling you because I see what's right in front of me. And I know what's coming in my, I'm telling you in a physical manner, what is heading in my direction. Oh God, hallelujah. I'm telling you right now.
Amen.
Everything is aligning itself. Everything. Because of this bi-directional faith being established. All right, now. So now it means here, even as it means when, or it means simultaneously. So as my soul is prospering, my outward living is prospering at the same time. Here's your note. While our soul is harvesting salvation through faith of Christ, our lives in finance and success and healing are harvesting at the same time. If our faith doesn't look unto salvation, well, listen to me now, there isn't any harvest of any kind. You see, to reach the end of our faith, 1 Peter 1:9, means to come to the end of our mind, our will, our emotions. It means we come to the end of our soulish living and put on the mind of Christ, which we find in his postures. This is the real position of real harvest time. Amen. This is the position that reveals not only Alpha Fellowship, but Omega Fellowship is birthed out of this revelation too. Omega Fellowship as well. The fellowship that this is Omega Fellowship, the fellowship that brings harvest. And the word Omega means results. God, the way he taught us through Jesus, man, through this rhema, is absolutely perfect.
Yes, it is.
It's perfect. And it lines up perfectly with how we should be living in the word or living by faith. Jesus said this to his disciples. He said, listen, you believe in God? Believe also in me. So faith became, our faith in the Son has been there, but we've been at a deficit with faith in the Father. But through this series, which we come to when we're at the end, when we get to the end of the series, we've learned that our fellowship must be with the Father as well. It's perfect.
Amen.
Our faith is perfect, people of God. I'm telling you, I am not, listen, I'm not being braggadocious. I'm not being haughty. I'm telling you right now, our faith, because of what the way he's taught us, has the ability to be absolutely perfect. Amen. Last night he taught us on how to have faith in the midst of sufferings and how to use those things to our advantage. Jesus, he's perfected faith in us. And I'm elated. And I'm loving it. I told Prophetess the other day, I said, listen, I'm coming to this place here. I said, I might not be in the room when God heals you, but I'm telling you right now, I'm coming to this place because me and the Father's relationship, I'm going to lay my hands on you. The prophecy is you'll be healed by yourself and you'll be alone. But I know one thing, I'm going to lay my hands on you and speak to the Father on your behalf. I might not be present when it happens, but I know he's going to hear me when I pray.
Amen.
I'm coming to this place.
Amen.
I'm arriving to this, oh God, hallelujah. I'm arriving to this place because he's made the faith of Christ is so authentic. He's given us the ability to flow in his emotions through the revelation of the postures. Even our emotions are unlocked, that our emotions will not cause us to shipwreck authentic faith. Because our emotions will be his emotions as we come into the temperament or the postures of our God. My goodness, he has put, I mean, real faith on the inside of us.
Yes.
And whatsoever things, and I'm telling you, and I'm prophesying this to everyone under the sound of my voice, whatsoever things you ask you when you pray, believe that you receive them. And I'm telling you now, you're going to have them.
Yes.
Whatsoever things. All right, here we go. Establishing perfect bi-directional faith. This is a key on how we got it, on how to establish a perfect bi-directional faith. This is one key. Keys keep coming as the series goes, but this is a major key here. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner, listen to that, of the thoughts and intents of the heart. This word discerner is a key word for us. Discerner means decisive, fit for judging, skilled in judging. And this is, here's your note. He knows what needs to be dealt with first in us. And this is a key on staying in bi-directional faith. It's not what you say or what you think needs to be dealt with in you. That when you're in the Rhema word, the Rhema word will discern you. It will reveal what he wants to bring you out of. You may be looking at one thing if he can free you from or from another. Listen, you may be looking at something totally different that you think you need to be free from. He knows how freeing you from another thing will cause a domino effect and kill everything. You may be saying this is the source of your problem, but he says, no, my word reveals this is the source of your problem. You have to allow the word to be the discerner. When you're at the post of his doors, when you're in fellowship with him and you're coming into a place where your faith is now looking unto salvation, the word you're under, the Rhema word, will be the discerner and decider of what he wants to pull out of you.
Amen.
The way to true bi-directional faith is when the word is your discerner. The reason for this is it puts you into perfect agreement. There's that affecting the mind agreeably. It puts you in a perfect agreement with the Lord, with what the Lord is discerning and feeling. You may see and know a certain things you need salvation in, but listen into what he is discerning. You listen. Yes, you may want deliverance and salvation in an area, as I stated, but he knows what you need and at the time that you will need it.
Yes.
Follow his discernment and stay in perfect agreement, and you will stay in harvest time. Here's a new note. This is why the Lord will shortly reveal life at the post. See, if any of you have been exercising that life there, you know he's been dealing with you, and he's been digging into areas about you.
Amen.
And it's him, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Ella Allison said he sneaks up on you. He's like, I've said, he's like a ninja. You know, I'm looking this way, and he slits my throat in another way. And it's just ridiculous, but it's awesome. It feels so good. Before you know it, you're being rebuked and reproved, and it doesn't even feel like it. And he's revealing things that are deep inside of your life and inside of your soulish realm. And it's just been amazing. And it's causing a greater positioning. You're digging your feet into the soil of prosperity and success at the same time. It's amazing. So the Lord, shortly after this, in fact, over the next message, right after this message that was taught in the series, the next message reveals the post. Imagine that. Right after this message, the next message reveals the power of the post. It points the way to perfecting bi-directional faith right after this message. It's amazing. All right, let's look at an example. And I'm almost done. I'm almost done. I'm not going into the second part of part six because I want you to be able to really imbibe last night, tonight, put those two together and really, really look at what the Lord was doing for us. All right, the rich young ruler is our example. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 through 22. And I'll kind of take my time here. It says, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, if you're going to get into the place of salvation, keep the commandments. Mm-hmm. He saith unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And mm-hmm. thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Look at how this plays out. That's crazy. The young man wanted to know what he could do to be really saved, to really have real deal salvation. So Jesus tells him all the things that he's already doing. So everything he heard, he had already been doing in his soul. Or actually, if you would consider the life of the spirit, he was fulfilling those things. But when Jesus touches his soulish realm, where he really lived, his mind, his will, where his mind, his will, and emotions really was dictated, this man can't hold up to it. You see, his faith was really unidirectional. It really was, his trust was really in the fact that he had great possessions. It wasn't, his faith really wasn't in God. His faith really was in what he had. All that he could see with his ocular, all that he, that was what gave this young man security and faith. So he went along doing good and keeping the commandments, those things that were easy. He did them. But where it touched his soul, where faith wanted to become bidirectional, he didn't want it to come there. He wasn't trying to hear it. Jesus was trying to impart bidirectional faith unto the rich young ruler. His life in the spirit, listen, it sounds crazy, but it's real. His life in the spirit was blocking his life in his soul. He thought he did enough spiritual things that made him holy and gave him access to salvation. When Jesus touched his soulish life, he didn't want to receive it. He wanted salvation, but he didn't want it on the terms of Christ. His faith only went in the way of his prosperity, not true salvation. My God, hear this. He really didn't want salvation. He only wanted success. His salvation was supposed to release him from what his true security was and where his faith truly lied. His faith was in his great possessions and not God. Had he received what Jesus had said, he would have, listen up, he would have received true salvation. And watch this, he really would have received another dimension of success.
True. Wow.
Because Jesus said, he said, sell all that you have and you will have treasure. The Bible says this, listen here. He that giveth to the poor, lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given, God will repay him. And you know, God doesn't give you anything back but some 30, some 60, and some 100. He told him to go give it all to the poor. He said, listen, man, go give it to the poor. There's no way you're going to give anything in the name of the Lord to the poor and God not multiply you, give you a harvest. He said, if you do this, you'll have treasure in heaven. Watch. The treasure was bidirectional blessing, salvation, and success. Because he said, if thou wilt be perfect, salvation, there it is. If thou wilt be perfect, there's your salvation. Go sell, and then you will have treasure. There's your success. He offered them both.
Yes.
Treasure here means wealth. It means the place in which good and precious things are collected. This is the Greek word. And laid up. It means a casket, which is a coffer or other receptacles in which valuables are kept, where it's a treasury. It's a storehouse. This is talking about a tangible wealth that was supposed to come to him as a result. Literally. It actually, the definition means literally, literal wealth. Literal. So this guy had the opportunity to harvest on another level, but his rejection of salvation nullified it. It nullified it. He missed it. And listen, guys, when we're only looking for success, we're nullifying the real harvest. We're nullifying our real dimension of success. Man, but God said, I'm bringing you to the end of your faith. that I might bring you unto the salvation of your souls. Why? Because I want you living the life of the bi-directional blessing. I want to secure you in salvation and success. When, God? Now. This is why the Lord began to train us about the post. Right after, and I already told you this, but here's your note. Right after this message, the revelation of the post is given unto us. And here it is. The Lord wanted to truly establish and wants to establish us, that should say us, in authentic faith. He wants us living in salvation and success. Our faith, no matter what, must remain bi-directional, people of God. Wealth is coming. In fact, this is what he said to me on not too many days ago. This is what he said to me. He said, wealth is coming in three waves. And I'm giving you this. This is a prophetic note. Wealth is coming in three waves, he told me. Three waves. The first wave is a test. The first wave that wealth is coming to test you. The second wave after passing the test is the reward. And then there's a third wave that's coming, which is going to be establishing, it's the establishing of kingdom wealth that will reach generations to come. Three waves of wealth are coming unto us for coming into authentic faith. The first wave, you're going to be tested.
Amen.
You're going to be tested on the first wave. How's the test going to run? The test is going to run to see if you stay in the place of bi-directional faith. Or are you going to trust in the riches and wealth that he sent? He's going to watch you. And it's one, you know what's awesome? He's telling you before he does it. Hallelujah. He's letting you know the first wave that's coming is going to be a test in front of you. And I already see wealth coming. So I know that's my test. If I pass that test, it's not a word for Todd, it's a word for all. Listen, if we pass the first test, the second wave is reward. And the third wave is he's going to establish kingdom wealth. And that wealth is going to be established for generations to come after us. Here's your last Holy Ghost note of the evening. It says we are going to be tested in our ability to remain at the post and in authentic bi-directional faith with wealth. Those that can, I hear you, Jesus. Yep, some of you have already been tested, and it's causing, oh yes, Lord, it's trying to cause an imbalance. It's trying to cause an imbalance of your of you going to the post. It's trying to, overshadow your fellowship with both Alpha and Omega. Oh my goodness. No. It's already beginning to happen. The test is already started. Lift up your head, O ye gate. Recognize what's going on around you. The promise of salvation and success belong to you. Learn to go to the post. I heard this word the other day. Learn to go to the post when you're moving in areas, and God begins to move in areas where the lack and debt is starting to dissipate. And when he's putting a finance in your hand, and now that particular suffering no longer is what you're going to the post for. Now you're going to go to the post with success. Don't fail it. Because you want to cross over from the first wave to the second wave, the reward is a whole nother level. It's a whole nother dimension. Kind of like houses you didn't build, wells you didn't dig, paying things off. You see it, you buy it. It's cash purchase. Maintain your position at the post. So we're going to be tested in our ability to remain at the post and inauthentic bi-directional faith with wealth. Those that can stand through it, more will be given. That comes out of Mark 4. Those that can't will lose, it should say will lose that which they have. So what's your takeaway for tonight? Your takeaway should be this, that because my faith now is bidirectional, I'm looking to be established in the temperament of Christ. I'm in position for harvest time. Simple as that. I'm in due season for my harvest. My healing is here. Even as is flowing. It's happening. And here's another takeaway you should have. I'm not going to give this position up for anything or any.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not going to lose this position. No, I'm not. I'm not going to lose this position. I won't lose focus. And I won't be disturbed. Kurt says amen to the even as process. Blanche says amen. It is. I heard this as a test today. Amen, Blanche. You know, Blanche, I saw you. I saw you in my study. I sure enough did. And I knew this word was going to have a profound effect on you. And it was going to strengthen you. My goodness. Oh, Blanche, don't let this slip. Don't let this slip. Oh, my goodness. Yes, yeah. Success is about to really, really be great. Yes, it is. Quit yourself, Blanche. It just means stabilize. Plant yourself in this. Brush off your back from anything that has already been trying you. Let the Father know you're not leaving. You're staying at the post. Let the enemies around you in your atmosphere know you're not moving from the post. Let them all declare it loud. Sound the trumpet, Blanche. Let them all know you're staying right here.
Yes.
In authentic faith. Blanche says, amen. That's actually Elder Donna says, amen, amen. And Blanche just lifts up holy hands. This is it, guys. This is our time now. This is our time. This is where God causes us to catch our footing here. This is where he begins to convince us about this. The just shall live by faith. This is us living by faith right here. Don't let any distractions, don't let any disturbances, don't let any of these things come on you and try to thwart you. Don't let that man, don't let the one that's running next to you try to thwart you in this race. Don't let them try to push you off. Don't let them. Don't give them your position. And if he shoots a missile at you, grab the missile and take the ride and get right to the post.
Amen.
The ride, get right to the post. Say, okay, shoot it. Trouble come, suffering come. I'll take the ride right to the post and I'll get before my God and I'll stand in authentic faith. I'll wait for the temperament exchange. I'll let my fear be exchanged for my goodness, his courage, or the strength of the ox, or the humility of man. I'm going to stay in the temperament of my Lord. And if success begins to overwhelm you, and let me just give you a hint right out the gate. If success begins to come in and overwhelm you, let me tell you the posture you need to have. It's the posture of man. It's where even with the success, you fall to the ground and say, Lord, it's overwhelming me. It's trying to take your position in me. Move it out. Father, prune it from off my tree. I don't want to feel this way. We're in a win-win situation, DGM. Let's keep it moving.
Amen.
Let's keep it moving.
Amen.
Our honesty with him is everything at the post now. We share our feelings with him. We share what we feel. We share everything. But do make sure you share it after the temperament exchange. Because he'll hear faith. He'll hear your faith. All right, that's all for tonight. All right. Meditate on it. Think about it. If you need the notes, text Elder Allison or let her know. If you're not on the notes list, get her your email address if you need these notes, and we'll get them over to you. If you don't like the notes, if you want to just be a hearer and hear the word, you can tap into the Facebook or our podcast to hear it. But it's happening. There's a transition going on. A tremendous transition is happening. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And I personally want to thank everybody that responded to the special needs offering. And those of you that couldn't, God bless you. If you had a desire to, the Lord bless your seed as though you sowed it anyway. And the Lord multiply your seed sown. But thank you for responding, everyone. We're going to continue to take up the special needs through Sunday and just be as much of a help as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for all of you. I thank God for this family, for all of you. I tell you all the time, I wouldn't want to run this race with anybody else but you. So amen. If you're going to